iRockRadio.me, real rock and real variety. It is Jay Hunter. I am at the Chameleon Club for the upcoming concert that we have here. We are proud to have right now as our guest, the lead singer of a band that's been around for 20 years now.
Yeah.
20 years. Not only stood the test of time, but also way ahead of the curve when you guys came out in 1997 on your 10th album.
Well, right now I'm on my 9th.
Oh, it's the 9th?
Yeah, 9th. Okay. The 10th one's coming up.
All right. I guess I saw some EPs and live albums and stuff like
yes,
that.
Yes, okay. Yeah, there was an EP.
And if you don't recognize the voice from the interaction that's going on right now, it's the lead singer. I'm talking about the band Nonpoint, who is on tour in support of their album, The Poison Red, that's still on tour for it right now. Elias Soriano.
Yes, Soriano, that's right.
What has been going on? I know you've been on tour now for what seemed to me as though forever.
Yeah, that's why we're taking a break coming up soon. Yeah, we're finishing up the cycle with the Poison Red. Started with the Disturbed run, and then we did Escape the Fate. No, Alter Bridge.
Alter Bridge, I was going to say.
Yeah, and then Escape the Fate, and then a couple headlining shows, and then now.
And you hooked up with Hinder now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just to do a couple of weeks with those boys as we finished off the cycle for.
What's it been like on the road? Because I mean, honestly, what it seems to have been, at least from my perspective, which I've loved seeing it and hearing all this new music, was literally you put together an album, you go on tour. And before you know it, you're recording a new album, and all of a sudden, poof, here's a new album, and you're on tour supporting that new album again.
Seems like it. The last three seemed like that. That's really why we're taking a break. The last three records were really back to back to back. So, we haven't really stopped for about 4 years, 5 years. So we want to give it a break.
That has to be exhausting.
Yeah, it is.
But at the same time, exhilarating that you...
Yeah, people want new music. We give them new music, you know.
Who are some of your inspirations to say, hey, you know what? I think that's something that I want to do. I want to pursue.
A lot of the music that I grew up listening to, I grew up a lot of, classic rock stuff when it comes to, what really drove me to start singing. But as far as influence on what I do, it really comes from, my catalog of the music that I enjoy and what music really drives me to want to, get excited about, jumping in the booth or getting behind the microphone. It changes, it could be a cool song. It could be, a life moment that all of a sudden makes me decide that I need to, get behind the computer and start putting some stuff down.
Well, I know you're very big with storytelling in regards to, thinking of your core audience when you're telling a story or looking to help people with certain scenarios.
That's my personal end goal all the time. Band at the end of the day, when you're working at this level, it becomes a business. So, but there's a heart behind it that you really kind of got to take care of. And for me, it's really the message of the band. So right. I try to make sure that lyrically and melodically, I'm appealing to the people that I want my message the message of the song to get out to. So, if it happens to fall on ears that weren't meant to hear it, then it starts to become more of the part of the business side of things and getting them to want to hear it again. So, the business drives everything obviously when it comes to infrastructure, but it's really the music that makes it happen or not.
So what about coming up? I was thinking about maybe playing a song off the Poison Red, whether Divided Conquer Them or Generation Idiot. Is there a one or the other, or maybe even a favorite off of that album that really hits home with you that you'd like to play and talk about?
I would think each one of those songs has its own thing. Generation Idiot is just a call to alarm for not just, it's not the youth, it's everyone. Everyone's really becoming guilty of it, of the anchor of your phone and of technology in general becoming
guilty.
your only means of true entertainment. and it tends to water down life experiences, like concerts. You know, I'm guilty of taking pictures and taking video clips of parts of a show, but do I videotape a whole song or annoy the person behind me by them staring at my arms and my phone the entire show while they try to look through my arms and my phone at the show in front of
right.
You know, that kind of stuff is that's really what Generation Idiot was about. It's you know, letting people know world's passing you by in front of you and you're watching it on your phone. You know, it's, if you look up from your phone, you'll see everything that's going on.
Should we play that one right now? Should we play Generation Idiot?
Yeah.
Would you like to do the honors?
Sure. This is our track, first single off of our record, The Poison Red. This song is called Generation Idiot on iRock Radio.